Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Barbara Weltman is with us. Barbara is an old friend of ours, an original member of the Brain Trust. She's an attorney and nationally recognized tax expert. And especially for small businesses, she's the author of a number of books, including Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, now in its fourth edition, maybe fifth. I may be a little bit behind, but also...
You're a little behind. We've finished sixth, and we're working on seven.
Well, I just don't have... Is that right? Well, I may have fifth or sixth. Right? Barbara, I've got so many of your books, I can't keep up. Ladies and gentlemen, this lady, I get tendonitis just lifting her books sometimes. But anyway, she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Great to be here.
Now, you just got back from a little trip, didn't you?
Yes, I was at eBay Live convention in New Orleans.
Tell us about that.
Well, over 10,000 people were there. It was very exciting. It was the eBay community there to learn how to do business on eBay.
Right. 10,000.
It was just great. More than 10,000.
Right.
In one place at one time.
You spoke to the group, right? What did you speak about?
Yes, I was on a panel talking about legal and accounting issues, and we talked about taxes and how people on eBay who are running a business need to get with the program and follow the rules and just be amazed that people think that somehow because they're doing business on a different kind of forum and not in a store that they somehow think
right.
The rules don't apply to them.
The good news about eBay is that they're creating a lot of opportunity for people to become small business owners that might not have been able to do it otherwise. The bad news is that it's creating small business owners who don't, as you said, who don't get it about what they've got to do with regard to tax compliance, and the thing is it's there's a lot of exposure out there, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, there are over 430,000 people who now make a full-time living on eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their business, and yet people were saying they're earning seven figures, and they don't keep books.
Right.
I don't want to go so far as to say they're not reporting their income, but
right.
They don't understand about sales taxes and other things that they have to do, and they have employees, and
it's flea market writ large is what it amounts to in a lot of cases. I mean, these are people who buy things and flea markets and out in secondary markets, and they put them on the website. I mean, on eBay, and that's great. It's a wonderful thing. eBay is an incredible marketplace, but what happens, Barbara, as you know, they sell one thing. And then they sell two things, and then they sell three things, and before long, they're selling hundreds of things. But they're not—they haven't changed their financial tracking.
They don't practices. Even know what they're doing. They're not tracking anything.
And it's important to say when we say they, we're not talking about all of them. Obviously, we don't mean to be overgeneralizing, but we do know that a lot of them are in this category.
We do, absolutely. I can tell you firsthand from the questions we've received there that they just don't understand it. And you know, the thing is, it's not just the flea market folks anymore. That's less than 10% of eBay sales are now collectibles.
Right.
Most of it is brand new products.
That's right.
People buying and reselling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about little Pez dispenser. Inexpensive items. We're talking about expensive electronics,
right.
and computer systems, and not to mention eBay Motors.
Right.
Cars.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Well, it's a market. It's a marketplace. But
it's
but
a marketplace.
But in that marketplace, the rules of the government that market that those people live in who operate in that marketplace apply the tax rules and all the other rules and laws they apply, and if you don't follow those rules, then you know you are in jeopardy of getting into trouble.
Exactly. And for example, people are now becoming so successful on eBay that they have to hire people to help them.
Right.
And they
that's
don't know what to do
about
them.
That's called an employee, folks.
That's called an employee, but they don't understand about payroll taxes.
When we come back, Barbara, I want you to give us some ideas about how, because there are people listening right now who may or may not be doing business on eBay, but what you're describing sounds a lot like them, and we're going to get you to help us with that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend, Barbara Weltman. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Jeanette and Philip Kelly are the North Carolina Small Business Persons of the Year. The SBA chose them as that. And we're going to be introducing you to them in the next top of the next hour. And we're going to be talking about them and their business and what it's like to be a small business printing company. That's what they do. They're printers. And they're going to tell us what's exciting to them as a small business owner and what frightens them as a small business owner. That's coming up top of the next hour. And then after that, Gail Goodman is going to be with us. And she's with Constant Contact. We're going to talk about reaching out and touching your customers by email. Barbara Weltman is our guest, and she was right. I have in front of me the 6th edition of Small Business Taxes, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes by our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara, give us your website, please.
You can go to barbaraweltman.com and bwideas.com. The two websites, the first covers my books, and the other is my small business newsletter.
And that's Weltman. Check those
Correct.
Out. And whatever Barbara does is top shelf, folks. Barbara, one of the things that happens, we were talking about eBay and how, and the reason eBay is a good example of what we're talking about is because of the way people become small business owners on eBay. They start out by selling one thing and they make a $3 profit and they put it in their pocket. Next
exactly.
day they sell two things, they got $6 and they put it in their pocket. Next day, you know, on and on and on till a year later, they're selling a bunch of things and it's a few thousand dollars, several thousand dollars a year in profits, and they've still been put it in their pockets because they never changed that practice. And it's not only eBay folks who do that, Barbara. As you know, people start out, they start their business home-based, and then they move to a storefront or whatever happens. But they have not gotten in the habit of complying with what the government requires of you. And nobody likes it, but it's got to be done, doesn't it, Barbara?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the first thing you have to do is that you're required to keep good books and records. And you want to keep your records for your business separate from your personal activity.
Don't commingle.
No commingle. You want a separate bank account. You want to, you know, keep things separate and distinct so that this way you're running a business legitimately. What people don't understand is when they're required to report their income for their business, this isn't a punishment in a way. This is an opportunity.
Right.
Because now you can take advantage of all kinds of tax write-offs. And, you, for example, you can save for your retirement on a tax-advantaged basis by putting money away for yourself.
Right.
But you get the write-off. So people don't understand that you're not paying taxes on what you collect. You're only paying taxes on the net amount after you're allowed to take all these great deductions.
But
this is what people have to sort of like. They have to get their mindset changed.
But, see, these are people who... Many of these people, and I say these people, I'm talking about small business, just micropreneurs, whether they're on eBay or not, they started a business, they lost their job, let's say, and they decided to do this, and they're doing well, and congratulations, I'm proud of them, but they've gone from a world where their employer withheld their income tax for them, took care of all that for them, they've never had to touch it one time, And now they're in a world where they're responsible for all that, and they're totally unprepared. And I say they, folks. I'm talking about. I hate to sound like I'm generalizing, but there are a lot of people out there like that, and it's understandable how you could be unprepared for what's required, but there's no excuse for not learning what needs to be done, or at least, Barbara, what I tell people is, I say just find a CPA and let them help you with this.
Well, absolutely. And also, there is a lot of information available to help you get started and understand what you have to do.
Like Barbara's Small Business Taxes book, for one thing.
Like my book, for example. And also, there's a lot of great information at the IRS website.
That's right.
IRS.gov. You can download free information on all kinds of things, such as the employer's tax guide, which will tell you what you have to do in terms of payroll taxes.
And if you go to IRS.gov, folks, you're probably, when you first get there, you're probably going to say, this can't be their site, but it is. It doesn't look like a government site anymore, does it?
No. And as I said, the information really is really quite helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that there's a lot of help out there for you. You mentioned working with a CPA. A lot of small businesses use payroll services to just handle all the chores that are involved in withholding and paying over the money to the government and filing the returns. And it's not a very expensive endeavor to work with one of these payroll services. And this way, you'll stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, you want to run your business. You don't want to be running all these other activities that you're responsible for.
If I could recommend step one, Barbara, for these folks and for anybody starting a business that doesn't have a real shingle hanging out like a storefront, you know, if you're at home or you're eBay or working on eBay or whatever that makes your small business a tiny business, and you mentioned it earlier, the first thing you got to do, even if you only have just a very little bit of business, is separate the checking accounts.
Absolutely.
Get a checking account for your business.
I agree with you.
That's the first step.
And now in order to get a separate checking account, you may have to do some other things. For example, your bank may require that you have an employer identification number, a tax
ID
number, which you get from the IRS. And if you go to the IRS website, you can do it online in a matter of seconds.
Right.
It's really very simple.
There are a few steps, folks, but it's not a mystery anymore, is it, Barbara?
No, and it's really easy. You can do it, and it doesn't take a lot of time.
And there's plenty of help out there for you. There's no excuse for not taking care of this. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. We're back. It's 7:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And ladies and gentlemen, Barbara has a number of books out there. If you go to Amazon and type in Barbara Weltman, Weltman, you'll see a list of all those. And then maybe if you either order them there or you can go to the bookstore and noodle through them because most of them are in the bookstores. Also, are your books in the tax section or the small business section typically, Barbara?
They're in the both. Some of them are in the small business section and some of them are in the tax section.
But you've got a book for retired folks. You've got a book for helping people prepare for their children's college and things like that. You've got a lot of different books on tax issues and financial issues, don't you?
That's correct. And I'm hard at work at a new book.
All right, you want to tell us?
Which will be out in the winter, called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business.
All right, good for you. Well done. Okay, let's talk about employees. We got this eBay company or whoever has hired their first employee. Tell us what's involved.
Well, as we said, first you need your employer identification number, and then you need to contact your state and get state information for employers, all all the states will provide you with a little booklet and help and explanation on what you have to do, and then you have to follow the rules with regard to tax-wise, with regard to withholding and payroll taxes. There are also other things that you have to know about once you have employees in terms of paying properly, non-discrimination, following all the federal and state rules.
Right.
And there's information about that from the DOL.gov website. And just
Department
click
of Labor.
On, yeah, when you go to the Department of Labor website, you'll have a choice. You go to employer or employee, click on the employer side, and you'll get a whole bunch of information for you.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Barbara, one of the things, the more we talk about this, the more somebody might be saying, well, geez, you know, that sounds like something that would make me not want to become a business owner, because if you got to go through all that. You know what, folks? It is a blink level. I mean, it does make you do need to stop and pause for a minute and say, you know, is this something I want to get into? But the truth is once you get into it, once you get your system established, once you get the assistance from professionals like Barbara and CPAs and other people who can help you, once you get that going, then all it takes is maintenance. It doesn't take, it's not like you have to relearn a whole new world every day. It's just maintenance after that, isn't it, Barbara?
Absolutely. And I mean, if you think about it, that 97% of all the new jobs in the country are created by small business.
Right.
We're the ones doing it. So,
right.
You know, if other small business owners can do it, you can do it.
Well, and the other thing, Barbara, to remember is that if you're all alone, if it's just you and your business, you are a 100% extension of yourself. If you take a nap, you're unemployed. If you go on vacation, you're unemployed. If you take a day off, you're unemployed. But if you got an employee or more than one employees, now you've leveraged yourself in more ways than just one.
Absolutely, the business goes on.
That's right. And so those are the advantages. But when you're 100% extension of yourself, there's a limited ability for you to really become financially independent, for example.
Absolutely. It's really an important step in growing your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Barbara, we've got about 1 minute left. What are your last thoughts?
My last thoughts, just a quick reminder to people who have profit-sharing 401k plans for their businesses, a reminder that you have to file the 5500 series August 2nd. The reason I'm reminding you now is that you can't simply download the forms from the website.
Hmm.
You have to call up the IRS and ask for them, and then the forms are not filed with the IRS. They're filed with the Department of Labor. Instructions come with the form. Very simple. It'll take you 2 seconds to complete the form. There's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do any kind of computations. Just fill in some information. But there's a penalty if you don't do it. So just do it.
Okay. And the next payroll tax statements are due next month, right?
For the quarter, yeah, the end of the month, the end of July.
Next month, and then August 15th is the next time for the extension of your income tax, right?
Yeah, if you got an extension for your 2003 return, a personal return, you have to file the return by August 15th. Well, actually, it's August 16th.
Yeah.
Or ask for an additional 2 month extension.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't do without her. Thank you, Barbara. Good job today.
Oh, thank you. Great
Bye
to
now.
Be here.
Barbara Weltman, folks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.